I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pro. Deuce and Jeff here, and I do want to apologize. I know that I've butchered everybody's name. We do have Miss Catherine Terrell, and you can find her at @cat_Terrell online. She is the ESPN Nation Saints reporter. Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good for a Friday. It's been a beautiful day outside. You better enjoy it because I hear that the weather is going to be changing drastically. So if you got anything that you're trying to do, you better get it done now.
It's going to be a great weather weekend, right? Except for the rain tomorrow, it's going to be in the 70s. You know, feels like April, right? May, June. Every other month here.
rain and wind in the forecast.
It's not golf weather.
So, no, definitely not golf. Not happy about that, but that's another subject. But, Kat, I want to get your take on this Saints season, this past season, and kind of the outlook of what things look like for you and just your overall perspective of, you know, where this team has to kind of get better and some of the things that they did have some success with and, you know, just listening to Mickey and, you know, just his press conference and, you know, just his overall thoughts and get your impression of everything.
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about Callan and Mickey's press conference today and just how the tone of it was so different from last year. That's a good thing. There's a lot of optimism around Tyler Shuck. As Mickey said, he'd have to be in a coma not to realize all this optimism. It does make me wonder if, you know, the way that the team performed at the end of the season and the optimism around the rookie quarterback is kind of masking some of the other issues the Saints had at the beginning of the season. I do think there is a lot to be positive about, but, you know, I do think that it's going to be an interesting off season to see what the team feels like they have to fix versus kind of what people think the team has to fix just a few days after the season ended.
Yeah, you know, it was funny kind of hearing Mickey try to kind of like tap the brakes on that because he understands, right? Like, you know, there's still a developmental process with this roster and with a young quarterback who started 9 games. And, you know, it's going to be really difficult to kind of tamp down those expectations. And that's the challenge of ending a season the way you did and going into a season where there's going to be excitement and expectations. And you love that for the fans and for the team, but you got to deliver on it. You know, you show up week one and lose in a bad way, suddenly, well, what happened? And that's always a difficult stage. You'd rather be there than the alternative, but it's tough. You know, we were in there on Monday. It's always interesting clean-out day and the energy. And, you know, it's been the last 4 seasons, right? You're talking about 7-10, 9-8, 5-12, now 6-11. But the energy from everyone in that room felt worlds different, despite the record being pretty similar. What were the vibes you got, you know, talking to Tyler Shuck, talking to Cam Jordan, talking to all these guys, and how do you think that's going to impact the off season in terms of, you know, just the buy-in from everybody?
Yeah, you know, this team has said over and over and over again that they're very close and that they've bonded a lot, and teams say that every year. They kind of have to, right? You know, they're not going to say during a season this team is not close. But I do remember walking in the locker room on Monday and just watching all these different groups, position groups, talk to each other. And, you know, because sometimes it can kind of get segregated by position group. But, you know, everyone was talking to each other. Everyone was in a good mood. Everyone just seemed kind of happy. And I think a large part of that was the optimism that they ended the season on a high note despite losing to Atlanta. I think the circumstances of that Atlanta game were always going to be tough for them to win, and I think they understood that too. So I don't think they were down on themselves. And so it makes me believe them that they are close. I think this rookie class is close, which is great. moving forward because they're talented. So I just wonder, you know, how do you take that closeness and optimism and move it into next season? Because you always expect it just to be something where you pick up where you left off, and that's the biggest challenge. I think Cam said that the other day. You can't just pick up where you left off. You have to start all over again. So that'll be interesting this summer.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think, you know, a lot of times you have some success at the end of the year and everyone thinks that it carries over, and that's really not possible just because the relationships will be new. You have to be able to have some chemistry. But I want to get your take on what you think this team, you know, if you had one side or offense and defense, if there was one position group or thing that this team had to do this offseason, just wanted to get your take on what that has to be, offense and defense.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be writing about that on ESPN.com for tomorrow. I kind of broke down, you know, all three phases of the game. You know, if you want to talk overall improvement, I think special teams jumps out immediately. I think they're going to have to overhaul almost the entire special teams unit, or at least figure something out, because statistically they got worse in almost every category. I think there's a lot of optimism with Charlie Smith. So that's one bright spot moving forward. I think punter is going to be scrutinized and Kroger's a free agent. But if you're just thinking of top need that comes to my mind, people might disagree with me, but I think they need to draft a wide receiver. And I think that needs to be one of the top things they look at, because you can't go through a season with, you know, just Chris Olave and then the mixture of, you know, Kevin Austin and backup wide receivers. So that's my top need for now.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You know, and just sticking on the offense, you know, Tyler Shuck, it was kind of a revelation when he got in there. I don't know if anyone really knew what to expect. We saw him in preseason, and he looked like there was upside, but I don't think he looked like anything like he did in week 14 in terms of the confidence that he operated with. You know, what are your expectations for him moving forward, and just, you know, going into this offseason, what do you want to see him improve at? Like, where do you think the biggest room for growth is with the young quarterback?
I think the most impressive thing about Chuck to me is, one, he had an ability to elevate his receivers. You know, I just kind of touched on that. But if you look at the last week of the season, you know, he was throwing touchdown passes to Ronnie Bell and Kevin Austin and guys that people didn't know. And that is a lot harder to do than you would think. I think it's been several years since the Saints had a quarterback that could elevate his receivers to be better. Now, a lot of quarterbacks can play well if they have good pass catchers, but the opposite, like with Drew Brees making people better, that's tough. And also, I thought that his ability to bring the team back in the fourth quarter several times, actually, that's a tough quality too to have. Not every quarterback has that. So that's what I was impressed by. But I think Shuck just needs to keep doing exactly what he started doing once he got here last year, making connections with his receivers, which he did. He plans to work out with them again this year, and just keep growing as a leader. But on the field, I think he needs to improve the amount of sacks he took. I think that was way too high this year. A lot of factors. It wasn't just him. But, you know, if that number stays as high as it did this year, he's going to get hurt next year. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's hard to play a full season if you're getting tackled that many times. I think when you look at it aggregate starting every game, it would have been around 55 total, roughly, if that's the case. And so it's hard to last if you're on the ground that many times. I want to get your opinion, before we let you go, I want to get your opinion of the playoffs. You know, Wild Card Weekend kicks off this weekend. And, of course, we know the Saints aren't in it. But, you know, just your overall thoughts on that, you know, whether it's Wild Card Weekend and or just the playoffs in general.
Well, I definitely got humbled a little bit because when I came into the season, we were all asked to pick who was going to be in the Super Bowl, and I said the Ravens and the Eagles. So the Ravens humbled me a little bit. I definitely thought they would have a better season than they did. I think a lot of people thought that. The most interesting team to me, I think the Niners are a really interesting team. The Bears have been a huge surprise this year. I didn't think they were going to be as good as they are. And, you know, the Seahawks have had an amazing season. So I'm really intrigued by some of these games. I'm trying to think of which game tomorrow I'm looking forward to the most. Probably Green Bay and Chicago. But also, I think that Eagles-Niners game is going to be great to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the Eagles game and 49ers, you know, it's almost an attrition game. You know, which guy for the 49ers is going to be well enough? You know, they've been injuries have been ridiculous with them. And then the Eagles, you never know who's going to show up, you know, offensively, who shows up, and defensively, can you get off the field? And so definitely should be intrigued. You look at the Bears, Packers, and, you know, can the new head coach come over and really seal the deal? He's got that team playing really, really well, and, you know, it'll be intriguing to see that matchup.
Yeah, like I said, the Bears have been a huge surprise this year. I didn't know what to make of Ben Johnson. Sometimes it's just a crapshoot as to whether elevating these coordinators and head coaches is going to work out. And man, did he take this team and really make it something. So you got to give credit to him. And also, you know, I know the last few years he hasn't, had a lot of fans down here, but I think you got to give credit to Dennis Allen for what he's done with that defense this year as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, D.A., he's always been a heck of a, D.C., the Saints fan have probably been more upset so as a head coach. But, hey, that's another subject, another subject. Catherine, we want to thank you
another
so much.
Day.
Yeah, we want to thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time to talk about the Saints, the NFL, and, you know, offseason ahead for this team. You can find her on X at @Cat_Terrell and have a great offseason. Hopefully the weather is great today and tomorrow and the rest of the offseason, and, you know, hopefully things go well for you.
You guys as well. I know I'll enjoy watching some football this weekend.
No problem at all. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cap.